Afreasia Bank released its annual Africa Wealth Report 2021 today. It notes that total private wealth held in Africa amounted to $2 trillion at the end of December 2020. It noted that total wealth on the continent actually declined by some 16% in US dollar terms in the 10 years ended 2020, citing poor economic performances from key economies like South Africa, Egypt, and Nigeria. Interestingly, the report suggests that net wealth fell by as much as 9% in the past year alone, and that's despite a massive appreciation on capital markets, which globally is said to have made very wealthy people ultra wealthy. Well, to discuss some of their findings further, I'm joined on the line by Andrew Amelis. He's a wealth analyst at New World Wealth. Thank you very much, Andrew, for joining us. Of course, capital market valuations rose quite substantially in 2020 and continue to do so into this year. But your findings are that African wealth actually declined by 9%. Just explain that for us.
Yes. So there are obviously a number of factors that came into it. The US markets and some of the international markets were up quite heavily in 2020 because of the stimuluses and things. But but in terms of most of the markets in Africa, they were down in dollar terms, partially because they just didn't perform as well. I think the JSE was up about 4% last year in rand terms, and it was down about over 10% in dollar terms. So it was still down last year. Obviously, there's been a bit of a pickup in the first few months of 2021, but our reports to December 2020, and so we look at the 10-year growth a lot as well.
Yeah, I was shocked to see that South Africa has some 36,000 millionaires. Is that rand millionaires or dollar millionaires? On top of that, interestingly, you do note that quite a sizable number of the wealthy have since left the country between 2010 and 2020. What are some of the key reasons cited for that?
Yes, so those 36,000, those are high net worth individuals. So those are US dollar millionaires measured in net assets. So all assets, cash, bonds, the equity holdings, business interests, and less any liabilities. So that's kind of an international term, high net worth. So it's a US dollar millionaire. So there's about 120,000 high net worths in Africa, and about 36,000 of them are in South Africa. I missed your question.
Yeah, so just in terms of, the issue of the wealthy, a substantial number of the wealthy having left South Africa in the past 10 years, you know, what, when you speak to them, what do they cite as some of the reasons why they've chosen to leave?
We tend not to deal with them directly. We mainly work off a database, and we track things based on our database of high net worth individuals. We don't speak to high net worth that much, but in terms of, we speak to wealth managers, obviously, and we speak to a lot of second citizenship platforms and migration experts. There's obviously a lot of reasons, safety, job opportunities, the usual things. South Africa's not unique in losing high net worth. So all of the emerging markets are losing quite a large number of high net worths, especially over the last decade or 20 years or so.
Yeah.
And most of them are moving to the same places, which is the US, Australia, and Europe.
Right. And what's so attractive about those places?
I'm not sure. I guess people just naturally gravitate towards them. I think some of the English-speaking countries tend to benefit most. So Australia, the UK hasn't really experienced much of an influx since Brexit. And also they've clamped down on non-doms. So they've lost some high net worths over the last few years. But Australia and the US and Switzerland, obviously, and New Zealand and Portugal the UAE, of course, attracts a lot of high net worth as well. So a lot of those places, they consistently attract high net worths.
Very interesting to see that Egypt has the most billionaires on the continent. Typically, where do Egyptians make their money from?
There's a number of sectors that are big in Egypt. Let me just check here. Financial services, telecoms, retail, tourism, and of course, basic materials are all big in Egypt. The number of billionaires actually used to be quite a bit high in Egypt, and there are a lot of Egyptian billionaires that live elsewhere. So even though they've got the most in Africa, it could be even higher. They could be up to about 15 Egyptian-born billionaires globally.
So the picture that you paint about high net worth individuals, the picture that you paint on the continent is that there have been declines on a 10-year basis and in the past year. But your report seems to speak more favorably about the future because of an anticipation of economic growth going forward. Tell us about that.
Yes, so there's obviously a number of things that we build into our forecasts. So we look at obviously GDP forecasts. We look at the competitiveness of wages, which is obviously very strong in Africa because the wages are quite low. So that should help. And then obviously our safety levels. So we're expecting that things like safety and should improve going forward. And also in terms of the ease of doing business in Africa, that should improve over the next decade, mainly because of the internet should become more accessible in most African countries, which should improve the ease of doing business. So we're conservatively expecting about 30% growth in US dollar wealth in Africa over the next 10 years, which is conservative, but I think it should be at least that going forward.
Excellent. Andrew, thank you very much. Always good to talk to you. That was Andrew Amalis. He's a wealth analyst at New World Wealth.